Okay, the Peter Norman moment in the sun on the line. Darren Gosher, who is the Athletics Australia. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Neil. How are you?
Well, it's a bit overdue, isn't it? But it's good.
It's fantastic recognition for Peter. You know, as you said, the photo in that moment's an iconic moment in sport and in Olympic history. So, you know, I think it's a great recognition for him.
He used to delight in telling me he was still a 50-metre, the 200-metre record holder. Is he still in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, 20.06 is still the Australian record. I think it's still the Oceania record. So he's still holds that 50-odd years on.
Isn't that extraordinary in 50 years that with the technology and all the changes in fitness and diet and everything, nobody's caught him?
It's a pretty incredible achievement, isn't it? So, yeah, absolutely amazing.
So what
a great performance that was.
What's the announcement? What will you be doing?
So there's a couple of things we announced today in conjunction with Minister Aaron, who was here, and the Victorian government. We are erecting a statue of Peter at Lakeside Stadium, which will be built now over the next couple of months and be, as I said, erected here at Lakeside Stadium. But in addition, there's a couple of things. We have announced Peter Norman Day. So the US have actually celebrated the 9th of October as Peter Norman Day for the last 12 years or so.
Have they really?
Yeah, they have. So that was just post his death. So we've obviously decided to do the same. So that's, a great recognition. And the other thing, really importantly, we've announced the establishment of the Peter Norman Humanitarian Award. So that's going to be an annual award that we give to someone in the athletics family for, the work they do. We're based in the spirit of Peter Norman, work for human rights, equality, humanitarian causes. This year, and I was pleased to announce just this morning, that we've given that the inaugural award to Eloise Wellings for the work she does with the Love Mercy Foundation in Uganda.
Okay, it sounds a strange question, but why this recognition for Peter Norman?
Well, I think obviously what Peter did back then and standing with Tommy Smith and John Carlos in solidarity was, you know, I think it was a defining moment for sport. It was a great moment, an iconic moment, as you mentioned before, and what Peter did, may not have been recognised as well as what it needed to have been over the last long time. And I think that, you know, having Peter's legacy sort of live forever and those sort of moments and stances live forever is a really important, a really important thing for us to do and to honour.
Did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't.
I really liked him. Hey, why Lakeside for the statue?
Well, Lakeside, I guess it's the home of athletics in Victoria. It's the number one stadium here in Victoria.
Yeah.
And obviously, Peter being down here, I think it's a tribute to him, having it down here.
Thank you very much, Chief Executive of Athletics Australia, Darren Gosher. It wasn't his fault, but certainly athletics officials punished Peter Norman, in my view, for what he did, for doing the right thing. And he stood up for it. Changed his life. One of the most famous men in the world, really, because of that photograph. And for 12 years, there's been Peter Norman Day in the United States. Finally, it comes to Australia, and he's an Australian, a Melburnian, boy from the western suburbs.